And now the GM, Brad Tree Living, with us. Brad, appreciate the time this afternoon. What has the last 24 hours or so been like for you? Take us into the inner sanctum, if you could.
Well, thanks for having me on, Pat. It's been it's been a busy time for sure. It's been a busy stretch, even going back to, you know, this process started, you know, 2 months ago when you go through all your amateur meetings or pro meetings, you go through all that deliberation, you know, sort of looking at everything. This year, obviously, we've got an expansion draft that process then led into the entry draft, whenever that was. I think that was a week ago or so, and then we came into, you know, the start of free agency today. So it's been a busy time. And, you know, we got some things accomplished here and happy to do that and still got some work to do.
Let's start with maybe the most recent move, and that is the acquisition of a brand new goaltender in Dan Vladar. You mentioned that you've been tracking him for a little while. Tell us about what your group liked about him and why you targeted him as a trade acquisition.
Well, I think part of this is even going back a year or so ago when we sort of rearranged our scouting department and you know, specifically on the goaltending side with Siggy and Jordan Cigarette spending a lot more time sort of out in the field. And, you know, this is even a guy going back to, you know, through amateur scouts and then obviously our pro scouts tracking him up through the system the last couple of years. He's had an outstanding, you know, sort of run in the American League, albeit not a long 100-game run, but, you know, the last 3 years we've had chopped up years. The last couple, he's been, you know, statistically right at the top of the league as a goaltender. And a lot of the goaltending data that we look at, you know, he's showing very well. And, you know, so he's a guy that we've had on our radar for a long time. Obviously, you know, our situation right now, we're looking at, you know, adding a goaltender. We've got some, you know, Dustin and some young goaltenders in the system. Dan's a guy who's has played pro for a number of years, both over in Europe and then the last number of years professionally in North America. And we felt he's ready. You know, that's, you know, we had a lot of discussion on this. We went into the goaltending market here today in terms of adding another goaltender. And, you know, looked at Dan, and Dan's a guy that Jordan's been very, very high on. Jason LaBarbera's been very, very high on, you know, for the last year or so. And then when Boston got into the situation, you know, they've got some good young goaltenders there. You got Dan, you know, you got Swayman. They signed Allmark today.
Yep.
Dan requires waivers. You know, at the beginning of the year, we thought there would be an opportunity here to grab him. So we know his waiver eligible status. You know, we spent a lot of time thinking, is he ready to come in and you know, really jump into the NHL full time? We'll see. But we thought, you know, just the asset to acquire him and what we think his upside is was too good to pass up at this point.
So, kind of is the working plan for him to be Jacob Markstrom's tandem mate next year?
Yeah, we're certainly looking at that.
Okay,
and we've got a long time till training camp, but we feel, you know, we feel he's ready for that. Now, there's always, you know, there's always questions that come with a young goaltender, but I think he's certainly in that at that stage where he's knocking on the door. We'll see how the next weeks and months progress, but I certainly expect him to be, you know, battling and in conversation for that role.
Okay. Nikita Zadorov is still 26 years old. He's got more than 400 NHL games to his name. I know that your group went head-to-head with him a couple of years ago in a postseason series against Colorado. When did you identify him as a potential target? How long has he been on your radar?
Well, obviously, we've known about Nikita for a long time and followed him and competed against him. And, you know, over the course of the last month or so, a couple of months, you know, I had lots of conversations with Stan. We had some, you know, we had some different thoughts and you know, different deals framed even going into the expansion draft.
Okay.
So the conversation has been going on for some time. You're always, you know, and then as we got closer to today and as you got into today and looking at what other opportunities may be available to us, you've seen some defensemen move in the marketplace over the course of the last week or so. This is a move we felt helped strengthen us. We've lost Mark Giordano and nobody's going to sit here and say that Nikita Zadorov's coming in to replace Mark Giordano. We're going to have to do it by committee, but we think what Nikita does is it gives us an element, he gives us a different element than we have in our blue line. You know, he's a big body, can move. As you said, still a young player with that type of experience in the league. And I still think he's, you know, there's still upside with him. There's still evolution and growth in his game. But he's a unique defenseman in the league. He's 6'6", 235 pounds. He's got a physical presence to him. So we think that combination of mobility, size, range, ability to move pucks, we think that gives us a different look and a good quality and a good addition to our defensive core.
Flames general manager Brad Treliving with us as we wrap up free agency Wednesday. Blake Coleman was the biggest deal signed today by your group, a 6-year deal, one of the, you know, from the outside, one of the biggest names that was out there in free agency. You signed him to a 6-year deal. How much does he help you in the immediacy and kind of what's the expectation from Blake over the length of a 6-year contract?
Well, we think Blake's going to help us immediately. Blake, if you really dig into just not only watching him play, when you really watch him play and the impact he has on the game in all different areas, there's certainly some sexier players out there. But when you really focus in on the areas that help a team win, he's an understated offensive player. He really drives play. To me, he's one of the most complete two-way players in the game. Can play multiple positions. Pat, you know very well, we've tried to, and anybody that's followed our team, improve the right side, our right wing position. Blake's a left shot, but primarily has played the right wing, a large portion of his career. Played on both sides. He plays a little bit in the middle, but primarily he's most comfortable on the right side. And we just think he's going to help us in a lot of different ways. He's that line, if you look at him over the last couple of years, and we can all number lines and say first, second, and third, but, the minutes that they played and the role that they played, it's really a number two line. They get heavy matchups, start in the defensive zone a lot, and still they drive a lot of offensive play, create a lot of offense. To go along with that is, in my mind, one of the better penalty killers, top-end penalty killer in the league. So he touches all parts of the game. Certainly when you get into free agency, Pat, the challenge is acquiring the player, and at what cost are you prepared to do that? And, we all want to get the good player, but, very seldom do we always want to have, we'd like to have the good player and not pay him and not give him any term. Well, that's just not reality.
Yeah.
So, we feel there's risk with every contract. But if you look at Blake, he's 29, will be turning 30. But really, this isn't a guy who's approaching 1,000 games in the NHL or played for 10 years. He's just played 5 full seasons in the NHL. He's had a full college career, spent a little bit of time in the minors. So we think, obviously, that ultimately made decision that this is a deal that we wanted to do, acquire the player, and we think he can have a. We think he can have a big impact on our team. He's excited to come here. And like I said, just when you really dig into all the things that he can do, I think he can help on a bunch of different, in a bunch of different areas to help improve our team. I think we got better with him today.
When you look at the Coleman signing, the Trevor Lewis signing, The acquisition of Tyler Pitlick, you know, last year, as you went into the shortened 56-game season, you had signed a couple of players on one-year, really low-risk contracts. Maybe didn't work out exactly as you had planned. These three, though, in Pitlick, in Lewis, and in Coleman, they seem to have that proven track record, proven resume of kind of doing exactly what you'd want them to do in their roles. How much deeper do you think your forward group is right now as to where it ended last season?
Well, certainly we think we've deepened our group, specifically on the right side. Like, if you look at all those players, you know, Tyler's a player, you know, we think he's got great versatility, can play up and down the lineup, brings pace, you know, is a right shot, very good penalty killer, and a real responsible player. If you look at these guys, you know, the one theme with all of them is their, you know, their ability to you know, be responsible. And, you know, Trevor's got two Stanley Cups to his resume. Those things are important things. You know, he's got a track record of over the he's familiar with Daryl. You know, he's watched him a lot in Winnipeg last year. Excellent penalty killer. To us, fills a real good role in the team. Can play center ice. But I think there's, you know, leadership and guys that have, you know, played late in seasons and bring that experience to our group. And then when I look at Blake, to me, he's a player that can play higher in your lineup. And I just think it gives us a lot more options. And that's not to, you know, that's not to downgrade anybody that was here previously, but, you know, that we've been trying to upgrade our right wing position. We think we have today. Certainly we know we have more work to do throughout the lineup, but, you know, we're better today than we were yesterday, and we'll keep banging away at it.
One of the things that I know a number of Flames fans were looking forward to or are quite interested in for next season is some of the younger players that got opportunities later on in the season, whether it was Mackey on the back or we saw Godden and Ruzicka, and even at the end of the season, Matthew Phillips get some opportunities. You have added some veterans to the group, but how much of an opportunity will exist for some of those younger players pushing for jobs do you anticipate at training camp?
Well, there's always opportunity. You know, what we said here, there's no, at the National Hockey League level, there's no, you know, no, nobody's gifted a position. And, you know, we've seen it with players here, you know, certainly during my time here, where they've come in and put themselves on the team and knocked a veteran player or a more established player either down in the lineup or out. And so the fact that you add people to your lineup, number one, it creates more competition, it creates more depth. We do think we've got some young players that are I got some experience last year, but you've got to earn a position here. And you know, we certainly think that this is, you know, this does not mute anybody's ability to make a roster, but today we got deeper in some positions that we wanted to get deeper in. And when those players show us, as we say all the time, it's not, you know, the coach or the manager doesn't determine who's on the team. The players figure that out themselves through their play. So certainly nothing that we did today is going to prevent anybody from, if they're ready, to come in and help this team have success, then we'll make room for them. And so certainly that shouldn't discourage those young players, but, you know, we've added some people here today that we think can also help us and create some competition. Like I said, we still got more work to do on the blue line. You know, today was the day free agency opens, so you get the usual frantic names coming off the board throughout the day. But this process continues in the coming days and weeks and months leading up to camp. So if there's ways that we can keep picking away at it and find opportunities, whether it be through free agency, through the trade market, we'll continue to do that.
Finally, Brad, you sent out your qualifying offers earlier this week, and that was confirmed. And a couple of those players interesting in Dylan and Yuso in terms of what that next contract might look like. I know today focused on free agency. When do you start to go down that road and exploring some extensions for some of these RFAs?
Well, we've had conversations with their representatives. You know, typically, Pat, and you know how the calendar works, you know, the last little bit has all been, you know, the focus has been in preparation for the expansion draft and really the entry draft, which takes, you know, a lot of the time up getting ready here for today. And then as we get through this process, you know, we'll re-engage and we'll continue to engage with the representatives for Yuso and Dylan and, you know, see where each side's at, what makes sense. And, you know, we have lots of flexibility as it sits on our cap right now. So those conversations will probably pick up more as we get into the next week or two, and, you know, look forward to getting those guys signed and get them in town and, or in camp and ready to start the season. So, that process probably starts a little bit, more aggressively in the coming weeks.
Okay. Brad, really appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Pat.